What sort of things would y'all, do you ever get together and have any times like parties or anything like that? You know, have
us a good... Us didn't know nothing about nothing like that. They had ladies and had folks here, no. Mm-hmm. Us didn't have no parties and nothing. Us didn't know nothing just but wake and go to church. That's all I know. Just wake and go to church. Us didn't go no... I didn't. Maybe been some folks, just some class of folks went. But our folks just didn't let us go. There's some place people went, so I hear about some of them went. But you know what? Us couldn't go fishing. Our daddy make like, he scared us to get drowned. He said, but he just wanted to keep us waking all the time. He wasn't that scared. Us didn't know what the woods to go fishing. Mm-hmm. So he did. Kept us the way he loved. He loved to clean up. He don't want nobody to get in nothing with. You know, like that out there, you want to clean up somewhere. You love to clean up, you know, something to farm on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you love to do. Like them trees out there. You want no clear land like that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go in the woods and clean up something. And he would have us, two of us with a stick on one side, toting and two of them behind. So that's how come we got this camp. Living in strange.
Think
so? You just do what a person ought to do, and you won't get worried, you won't hurt you. Just do what that you ought to do, and get your meals and your right sleep, it won't hurt you. But now you just go overdo, it'll hurt anybody. You don't overdo nothing.
What church you belong to?
I belong to the AME Methodist Church.
Right
down there, yeah. What church you belong to?
Well, I go to Wesley Chapel Methodist when I'm Methodist too. But I live in Atlanta now, so that's where I go to church.
That's
in Atlanta.
Right.
That Wesley Chapel's an old church though, isn't it?
It is. Old. Been there since I know.
Yeah, I think one of them founded it. I think it was my great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Yeah.
Long time back.
Man. Yeah, they've been there since I know.
Yeah. What'd your daddy die?
What'd he die with?
Yeah, die with.
Nothing. Just he wasn't sick. He'd come home. He had been over to his son's house. He got a son. And he had been over there and he laid down. And he liked to tie steels and things. And he had bought him a steel. He told Mama, said, get up and see that they tied there. She got up and went and looked. He said, I don't see him. And she shook him and he didn't say nothing. And then she said she went up there to his head and he said he didn't say nothing. He just died right out. He wasn't sick. And she didn't die with no cancer. She just died, old lady, too. She died right here with me.
Did?
Oh, dear, right here.
This is a mighty big house. Did you raise all your children in it? I mean, this is a pretty good sized house.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I had two rooms when the children left me.
Two rooms
when they lived. I've added on to it since they've been gone.
Is that all? And you raised them all in two rooms?
That's big enough then. I didn't have nothing to do with just wait. I didn't have no time to sit down in and I raised them all. I had two rooms. I didn't have this on since they lived, these two. Two back there with a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And two more back there, kitchen. Mm-hmm. That's where I raised them. Then I put up this one, and that and back out there, since they've been gone. Us think folks didn't want nothing then. They didn't want nothing but 7 feet and clothes.